Chapter 2. In the 19th century, when Americans thought of the Wild West, they didn't mean California, for all the color that galloping desperados like Joaquin Murrieta or the prospectors panning for gold at Sutter's Mill gave the coast. They were thinking of towns just west of the Missouri River, towns in Kansas like Dodge, Abilene, Wichita, Ellsworth. If a drunk got on a train and asked to be taken to hell, it was said, the conductor would put him off in Dodge City. That was where the cowboys brought the cattle up from Texas, then partied with whiskey, women, cards, and pistols, daring the law to break in on their fun. Or Americans thought of the broad center of the country, which italicized its difference from the East when three events took place in 1876, when Custer and the 7th Cavalry got their ashes hauled at Montana's Little Bighorn, when Jack McCall blew Wild Bill Hickok's brains out in Deadwood, South Dakota, as the lawman held a hand of aces and eights, and when the Jesse James Cole Younger gang was fed an afternoon meal of lead in an abortive raid in Northfield, Minnesota. Cowboys, Indians, gunfighters, bank and train robbers. Like all jazz musicians, Charlie Parker embodied many things. 300 years of black American dance and music, everything from slave cabin steps and field hollers to the melodic rhythmic revolution of improvised phrases spun out by Louis Armstrong and the arpeggiated harmonic dazzle of Art Tatum. That long march to improvised sophistication began in Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619, when African slaves were first brought to North America. But this particular Western dog and innovator had his roots in that forgotten American West of Kansas and Missouri, the world of explorers, horses, wars, and settlers. His bloodline was both cosmopolitan.